KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have clear to partly cloudy skies now, 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. A coalition of Iowa environmental groups, elected leaders, and outdoor enthusiasts is sending a letter to President Obama urging him to fully fund a program to preserve Iowa's two biggest patches of prairie. The president will announce his budget recommendations for the next fiscal year this week. Amelia Schoenemann of the Environment Iowa says the Land and Water Conservation Fund helps states buy private land to create parks.
Over the years, we've actually seen a decrease in funding, which has put places like Neil Smith National Wildlife Refuge or the Lux Hills in western Iowa at risk of development and the conversion to farmland, because there's slowly a decrease in funds that could go towards acquiring more lands and expanding these natural areas in Iowa.
The Iowa groups want to see $900 million recommended for the fund. She said Iowa was originally more than 80% prairie, but through development and farmland over the decades, there's now less than 1% prairie in the state.
Neil Smith is a unique area because it's a restored prairie, and it's one of the largest attempts at a prairie restoration in the nation. And the Lux Hills is very unique because it contains the largest preserved prairie or original prairie in the state of Iowa.
Schoenemann says those two key areas and dozens of other beloved parks in Iowa have been providing our state's residents with lifelong memories for decades.
Neil Smith, for instance, is located just 20 miles east of Des Moines, and so it's threatened by development. And most of the land surrounding the preserve are actually farmlands, which are also encroaching upon the reserve, and you have the same issues in the Lux Hills with Sioux City and Council Bluffs and development there, as well as the conversion to farmland threatening these places.
Groups and individuals signing the letter to the president include the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, Iowa Audubon Society, Iowa Environmental Council, Iowa Wildlife Federation, Active Endeavors in Des Moines, Iowa City and Davenport, the Iowa Farmers Union, State Representative Dan Kelly, and Senator Nancy Butker from Harlan. News time is 8:05.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Cass County Master Gardeners and Cass County Extension Service are helping local gardeners gear up for warmer weather with the 15th annual Atlantic Spring Garden Seminar, which is set for Saturday, March the 16th. The day-long event to be held at the Atlantic High School features garden experts from across the Midwest sharing the latest information on gardening methods and plant varieties. The seminar is open to all interested gardeners, no matter what your level of experience is. Participants are not required to have completed a Master Gardener training program to attend, but Master Gardeners who attend the full-day event will be given 5 credit hours toward their continuing education requirements. The day will begin with registration and refreshments at 8:30 a.m., and then Sandy Wentworth of Proven Winners will share the newest tested and trialed plant varieties for 2013. The first of two breakout sessions for the following for the day is next, and attendees will have 11 different topics to choose from, covering everything from container gardening to rain barrels and fairy gardens to shade planting. For lunch on that date, attendees will gather back in the auditorium of the high school to hear about weather-hardy plants for Iowa from Justin Hancock of Better Homes and Gardens. Over the lunch break, participants are welcome to browse the vendor exhibits at booths and at the high school gym and sit in a question-and-answer session with some of the expert presenters, or enjoy the sandwich and salad luncheon while chatting with friends or making new acquaintances. The final group session of the day on March the 16th features Deb Groth of Groth Gardens discussing ways to keep your garden colorful year-round by picking the right mixture of plants. And before you head home, you'll split up for one more breakfast or breakout session where you can again pick up from a list of 11 different topics to round out your day. Final session is expected to wrap up around 3:20 p.m. The cost for that day of learning is $35 and includes all meals and general session materials. Some breakout sessions involving hands-on activities may have an additional fee. A full list of all the breakout sessions, a schedule for the day, and printable registration form are available online at www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS, or they can be picked up at the Cass County Extension Office. Brochures are also available at many local businesses with a schedule and registration form. The early registration deadline to be eligible for door prizes is postmarked by this Friday. Cass County Master Gardeners will also have a booth at the Home and Garden Expo on March the 8th and 9th at the Cass County Community Center, where you'll be able to register and pick up more information on the garden seminar and other upcoming Master Gardener events. Registrations are welcome the day of the garden seminar, including walk-in registrations at the door. For more information on the Spring Garden Seminar or the Cass County Master Gardener Program, you can call the Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic at 243-1132. Elsewhere in the news, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a two-month-long investigation by the Clarinda Police Department into identity theft and the fraudulent use of credit card and debit cards at several businesses in Clarinda and Shenandoah has resulted in an arrest. Late Monday afternoon, officers arrested 45-year-old Rodney Earl Richardson, Jr. of Clarinda on several aggravated misdemeanor counts of fraudulent use of a credit and debit card and an aggravated misdemeanor charge of theft. Richardson was arrested at a Clarinda apartment complex. In addition to the fraud and theft charges, Richardson Jr. was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant issued out of Douglas County, Nebraska for probation and parole violations. He was booked into the Page County Jail and held without bond pending an initial appearance before a Page County magistrate. The Page County Attorney's Office will review the matter for filing of formal charges. Mills County Sheriff's Department on Tuesday issued a report on recent arrests. On Sunday, deputies took into custody 26-year-old Bo Jordan Van Riegenmorter of Omaha to charge of public intoxication, and 48-year-old Brian Keith Conferst of Glenwood for OWI first offense and eluding. Van Riegenmorter was held on a $300 bond until appearing before a magistrate, while Conferst was held on a $2,000 bond. Last Friday, 31-year-old Josie Lee Jansen of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for driving while revoked. Jansen's bond was set at $1,000. That same day, 27-year-old Brett Allen Coyle of Glenwood was arrested for violating a no-contact order. His bond was set at $300. Mills County authorities also to continue to investigate incidents of theft and burglary, which were reported on March 1st and 3rd. The incident happened at locations on Hillman Road and 320th Street. No other details were provided. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour. In national news, the worst of the snow is yet to come today for the nation's capital, but federal government offices are closed and many area schools don't have classes there. The same storm system that left around 10 inches of snow in Chicago also has Jersey Shore residents worried that they'll have to be hit with another storm when they haven't yet recovered from Superstorm Sandy. A private survey shows U.S. businesses added a solid number of jobs in February, indicating higher taxes and looming government spending cuts have yet to slow hiring. Payroll processor ADP says employers added 198,000 jobs last month, and the survey revised January's hiring figures to show companies added 215,000 jobs that month, which was 23,000 more than what initially had been reported. The U.S. Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction says the $60 billion in U.S. taxpayer money spent over 10 years trying to rebuild the country wasn't worth the cost. Stuart Bowen tells Congress in his final report the U.S. spent too much money in Iraq for too few results. And many Iraqi officials also say the reconstruction effort has fallen short. Finally in the news, actress Valerie Harper has been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. The 73-year-old, who once starred in TV's The Mary Tyler Moore Show and its spin-off Rhoda, tells People magazine she doesn't think of dying. She thinks of being here now. Harper reportedly has as little as 3 months to live. News time is 8:11.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Oneida, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And in our funeral announcements, Gary Smith, age 72 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A funeral service for Gary Smith will be this morning at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Stengel, age 83, of Manning and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at the Manning Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Lou Stengel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dave Worthington, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services for Dave Worthington will be held today at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Roy Schilling, age 79, of Aspinwall, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Roy Schilling will be on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30, at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Viola Dowd of Stockton, California, died February 25th. Interment for Viola Dowd will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Greenwood Cemetery at Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Frederick Reichel, age 85, of Erling, died Monday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. A mass of Christian burial service for Frederick Reichel will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Eileen Johnson, age 97, of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Betty Johnson will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ron Norton Raymond Posh, age 57, of Harlan, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Ron Posh will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald D. Nielsen, age 88, a resident of the Heritage House in Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ron Nielsen will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Warren Tibbles, age 92, of Omaha and formerly of Carson, died Sunday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Warren Tibbles will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Carson. Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. And Fern Nelson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Fern Nelson will be held Saturday at 2:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.